Hello, neighbors, and welcome to Dungeons Without Dragons, a tabletop role-playing game podcast focused on fun. This podcast is brought to you by the STBN Network and listeners like you. Thank you. We hope you enjoy today's program. Hey, neighbors, this is Steven, and welcome to episode 5 of season 1 of Dungeons Without Dragons. This is Steven, and with us today, we have the full group that we're very excited to get into episode 5. So, Sam. y'all didn't do the thing this time. Gotcha.
I looked at you, and I was just like, should we?
So, Sam, can we get a really quick recap of episode 4?
Yeah, so episode 4 was pretty thick in plot, not so much in the fighting, but we realized that all of our characters are starting to get notes, at least Susie and Hapro were, and they all decided to meet up at Little Caesar's Pizza. And meet my new favorite character of the entire campaign, Little Caesar. He's actually a Greek human. We discussed what these notes could mean. We actually had also a very spooky dream sequence with Maxwell. And we had a scene with Totoro and Susie finding that there's something dangerous going on in Lakefield. And so at the end of that pizza kind of gathering, we have all decided that we were going to meet up at 7 a.m. Tomorrow morning in front of the flagpoles to see and investigate, try to figure out what's going on here. And so it's a bright, sunny morning in Lakefield. The sun is barely over the horizon. And you guys, who has watches? Like, whose characters have watches?
I do.
So everyone that, so yeah. You guys look at your watches.
Like Casio track watches.
I have the calculator watch.
Yes!
Yeah.
Okay.
I just have a regular watch.
Everyone's watch reads 7 a.m. Okay. They're all on time. The school is open. Their teachers are starting to pull in, but I don't think anyone's going to think that you're out of the place.
Okay. The four of us just standing away. These flagpoles are nice.
Can I get there first?
Yes.
I was.
What do you want to do?
I'm just going to be smoking a cigarette by the flagpole and just be like.
Sick.
Thinking and just trying to kind of do what Kototo, trying to do what he was doing, mm-hmm. but it's not successful because I don't have training in that yet.
No. Trying to get into Totoro's mind.
Yeah.
Or Tokoto.
Totoro.
It's a big, like.
It's close. He's like a big old half orc, man. Yeah.
Yes, you don't want to fall asleep on
him,
though.
He's a very large man. He's rough. So everyone, you get there and you see that Susie is out smoking a cigarette, being all cool and whatnot. Because smoking's cool. It's the 80s.
It's true. All
right. So do y'all want to go investigate this locker?
Yeah, I feel like I was. Oh, yeah, I feel like I was in the middle of something. It's like weird deja vu.
Huh.
Is it ever explained what happened at the end of?
Nope.
I mean, your mom just disappeared in front of you.
Wait, so
did you call the cops?
So that's not like a dream sequence, like that actually happened?
Roll a perception check.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
9, 12.
Eek.
It was real.
So I just left after that. Okay, so I'm kind of, okay, I didn't know that. Okay. My mom is gone.
Mine too, man.
No. She got home from the swingers club and, well, okay. I woke up. Someone slid me a note.
Oh, and that one too?
One of your notes.
I didn't write a note.
Mine says, "Stop hanging out with losers if you know what's good for you." And then, more combination numbers.
Oh,
is it the
God.
Same combination as last time?
I haven't checked. And he pulls out his binder. No, they're different.
Hmm.
Completely different.
So do we think it's another, like, combination lock?
It's not just that.
There's more?
There's more.
I heard a voice.
A voice?
What did it say?
It was just laughing at me. It was taunting me.
Well, did you see anybody?
No. But I woke up, I came downstairs, my mother came home, and she vanished.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what?
She vanished in thin air.
I take a really long drag out of my cigarette, and I'm like, the fuck? About what time did this happen?
I don't remember. I've been up for a couple of hours.
Okay.
That's strange.
You look a little worse for wear. What's going on with you?
Yeah, no, I just had something really weird happen last night, but let's go investigate this locker first and I'll tell you
no,
all.
No. What happened?
Okay, well, I was in this really weird dream, and I knew it was a dream because I, you know, did all the checks. I wasn't able to run, stuff like that, so I knew it was a dream.
Lucid dreaming, gotcha.
Yeah, so, and I was totally in control, which is weird because I never have dreams. Like, I don't ever remember them, and let alone do I get to control myself in dreams. So this was something that obviously had to have been important because I just didn't, like, it was so not far from reality. It was crazy.
Okay.
So, what happened was, is I played a game of Simon, you know, the electric game, right?
Beep,
it was
beep, meep, boop, meep.
Boop, boop. Yeah. So I
meep,
played a game.
Meep, meep.
Yeah. So I played a game of Simon, and then it led me to four doors. There was a door with a star on it, a door with a moon on it, a door with a skull on it, and then a door with a witch's pot on it. And the weird thing is that we were all in this together, in the star door, whenever I opened it, it was Bruce, but it was him by himself and he wasn't saying anything. So I tried talking to him and he didn't reply. So then I went into the moon door, which had just Bruce with blood on his hands and his face, but with nothing around him. And then then I went to the skull room that had Bruce with blood yet again on his hands and his face, but with Hapro laying dead in front of him. And then finally, I went to the room with the witch's pot, and there was everybody, just all of us were dead. So it was either Bruce is going to kill us in the dreams, or we're all gonna die. And then I also received this note on my nightstand.
Another note.
Can we see another?
Yeah. No. So let me read it first. It says,
"We'll just jump."
Yeah.
Or like notes.
It says,
"What do they mean?"
It says, "Can they be trusted? Watch your back. You're next. And are they say who they really are?" And really is under is and really is underlined. And there's another number, 102.
102.
It's weird that they would give you conflicting advice.
Yeah.
They tell you what you should do to be safe, and then threaten you.
Go ahead.
So obviously something's not right here.
No. Can I see that? And that's a locker number. So we might cover more ground if we split up.
I don't think dividing the party is a good idea.
I agree with Susie on that one. Especially if we don't, if these are the dark and mysterious powers beyond our control.
No, you're right. We should
stick together.
I mean, we're juniors in high school. There's a lot out of our control.
I mean, this is a lot though. There's a lot of numbers. It's probably all different lockers, don't you think?
I'm only 17. This is bullshit.
Okay, so Bruce takes off his backpack and opens it up. Here, take these. And I pass out like rations and like little bundles of food and medical supplies and like adventurer's equipment.
Oh, thanks, Bruce.
I've got in my bag. I just kind of open up and I'm like, I'm good. You keep yours.
Okay.
We don't know if we'll need it.
Extra slices of bread on your
It's last night's leftovers.
it's my breakfast that I had out of my. As I ran off to school.
Oh, in the corner of your mouth, like
yeah, exactly.
It's the toast.
It's the toast, man. Yeah.
It's still bread.
Yeah,
that kind of counts.
What do you?
And so, Bruce slings the backpack, and it's kind of like, okay, well, which locker should we go to first?
I think we should go to 102 first because that's appeared on two notes so far.
What do you think they meant by your note?
I think it just meant. I think they're trying to get me to keep to my circle, to not trust people outside of who I know, because they're saying that how can I know you all are who you say you are? I think that's one of those things that they're just trying to say for me to be careful of you all. But I mean, I trust you. You all have been experiencing more weird things too. So that's what I make of it.
What does your next mean?
I guess that means something is on my way. I don't know.
So as we're talking, are we like walking to the locker as this is happening?
I'm
cool.
So in your dream, Max, I killed Hapro.
I mean, I didn't see you explicitly kill Hapro, but there was very much definitively a room that had blood on your hands and face, and Hapro was laying dead in front of you.
Well, that's just great.
Yeah, sorry about that, I guess.
Were they maybe framing you?
I mean, it sounds to me like they're trying to divide the party because they're talking about not trusting anyone. And then you have this premonition of me doing something horrible.
And then told me to keep my
mouth shut. I don't believe you're going to do something horrible. I just think that there was something in my dream that signified that in death and that something bad is coming is what I gained from that dream.
Oh, wait, guys, I think this is 102.
Yeah, you guys reach the end of the lockers. And there's like this portion of lockers on the far right bottom is 102. And then there's another portion of lockers that starts with 103 on the bottom as well.
So Susie like pulls out a thermos and just like takes a sip of coffee. And she's just like, are they preoccupied with the notes? And I just kind of turned to Pixelton and I'm like, hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
And she's just like, look, I've been up since 4. Did you wake up from your dream at all?
No, not until I woke up the next morning.
Okay. My guardian woke up. Mm-hmm. And I woke up at around 4 and went out to the living room, and he said that he felt something was coming. So you're not wrong. And I have never seen him like this before, so I don't know what we need to expect. But I know that I'm new. I know you don't really know who I am, but I am someone you can trust.
Yeah. I think the 4 of us need to stick together.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm going to try 163 with the combination 40-13-2. And you take the other one with the other combination?
Sure.
So both of you guys roll. What would that be? Dexterity? I'll say dexterity.
Dexterity. Okay. 14 plus. Is this 2 sessions in a row where I don't have my character sheet ready?
It's a 16.
16.
Okay. 14, 15, 16 as well.
All right. Nice. Both of you guys open up your lockers and you find a hole dug into the ground.
Oh.
It's about like a 3 foot by 6 foot hole.
I think I
do. Dug into the ground.
You say 6 foot by 4?
3 by 6.
3 by 6 foot.
Is that under spells?
So this
I do have that.
The size of a grave.
Yeah.
Is it 6 feet deep?
Yeah. It's it, well, you don't know how deep it is, but it is like the size of a grave. It goes back into the walls.
This is behind locker 102.
102 and 103.
And 103.
And 103.
Yeah. One above, so they're stacked.
They're
separate.
Oh, separate.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna get up and go look at the other locker to make sure that it's the same as.
Okay.
Is it the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Susie is visibly shook.
Well, fuck, guys. Like, this is.
Do you have something that can help?
I can. Use? Can I cast a spell?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, you can use it.
So I can.
First level. Do you have?
Do this one. That's so we can see in the hole. Okay, yeah. So what do I do? Just do I have to roll to do a spell?
What are you casting?
Dancing lights.
Dancing lights.
Down in the hole.
Down in the hole.
Yes.
No, you can just cast that.
Nice.
Yeah, that's just there we go. Up to a minute.
Okay, cool, yeah. cool. Okay, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to cast dancing lights, but in both of the holes.
You can totally do that.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what we were doing. So we can see down in the hole to see if we can see the depths and see if it's going anywhere.
Or if there's anything.
It doesn't go down far. It curves.
Okay.
It looks
okay.
like you can probably crawl into it and keep going forward.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Is anybody brave enough to go down into the hole?
Yeah, who's going first?
No, is there anything
They took my in mom. It. I'm going to go in the hole.
Wait, hold on.
He sort of kneels down
can
and
we,
is like
Let's do this him. After school.
So maybe we should
gonna
notice back
if
up.
You are missing.
Bruce is like not really happy about it, but he knows that you're right, and he. There's no guarantee the lockers will open again.
Why don't we take the locks?
But what if somebody else stumbles upon these lockers and then goes down in these holes, and then maybe we can't find them?
Oh, that's a good point, Haparo. That's a tough one.
Can anybody detect if there is magic involved with this? And if they study it, maybe what kind of magic, if there is any?
Let me see really quick.
Are there any teachers nearby? roll. Let's see what we're going to roll here. What's roll a perception. See if there you see anyone.
Ooh, nat one.
Yeah, everyone, nat one. You don't know.
Got an 11 with my modifier perception.
15 yes. For your 15. Girl.
Okay.
I also, wait, no, I got 14.
Okay, Maxwell.
Will we roll perception check?
Yeah, see if the teachers are here.
14 plus 3, 17.
Everyone except Susie, actually, you see that there. I mean, there are teachers passing by, but they're not paying attention. You know, they just
What teachers are they?
There's Coach Luther passes by, but she's pretty like into her lesson plans. She's,
I didn't notice Luther.
Coach Luther is the weapons familiarization.
Yes.
Are there any spell casting teachers nearby?
No. That's a different. I mean, that's yeah. They're going to be more farther away from you, kind of. That's their area.
Okay.
And can, also with that role, you see Marcus, that short gnome guy that you met on day one.
We could have him go in.
He's
pushes him down the hall.
he's like trying to organize a bunch of like office notes that he has in his hands. Not paying attention to you guys. You're walking by.
Marketh.
Yeah.
What's your class?
I am the office aide. I work here.
What is your class? Oh my god! Like they were born. Like I want to be a ranger when I grow up.
You could be. That's fine.
So, what's your proficiency, Marketh?
Well, usually it's just kind of like accounting and doing secretary work.
Do you know any magic?
No. I just play music sometimes on the weekends.
Okay. Is the other coach already too far gone?
Yeah, she walked by.
Don't tell anyone about this. And he sort of sets him free.
Oh, yeah. Please don't hurt me. And he scurries off. Oh, that Marcus.
I can detect magic, but should we wait? And maybe I can try to do that after school with you guys?
To be fair, I do for the record, I understand desperately wanting to find your mom. Like, and that's in the most sincerest form. Like, she's not joking. She's not being a smartass. She's like, I get it. Tell me everything you heard, everything, even smelled, touch, anything about what happened. Did she just disappear? Did she disintegrate? Did it, like, what, slideshow thing did they click on for bringing on the text for her?
I didn't even blink.
She was gone. Like she put on the ring and she was gone.
I didn't even notice her move. It was like she was there and then she wasn't.
What was she wearing? What did she look like? What was her? Was she in distress?
She was pretty shook up from the night previous activities, from what I could see.
Oh, and she just kind of blushes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This swingers club.
So what are we gonna do, y'all?
Out of curiosity, who has the highest intelligence out of all of us?
My intelligence is plus 3.
Oh, okay. You have like a 16 or something?
Sorry. I have 13 intelligence, so I have 16 intelligence total.
Okay.
I have 10 intelligence with no modifier.
I don't know how to see 14. That.
Okay. So Pixelton, you're the smartest one out of all of us. What do you,
Man, Hapro, did you say you can cast a spell that can detect magic?
I can.
Okay. I think we should at least see if this hole is magical, because if not, it just might be somebody trying to mess with us. But
I want to look and see if these were dug up. Are they well dug, or are they just kind of like something scraping through?
Something scraped through this.
Okay. Does anybody have any animal or any can I try an insight type of thing? I know we don't really have like
It could be like not animal. Yeah, do insight. If you can recognize like the claw marks or whatever.
20, dirty 20.
They were By hand.
By hand or by claw?
Hand.
How big of hand? Humanoid?
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. Yeah.
I share this with the group.
Haparo, I think we should detect if there's magic down there.
I agree.
Okay.
And maybe if anything, you could fake something with the nurse and she can kind of bump you back up like you've rested.
Nice.
We might have to listen to more bad journey, but it could be okay.
Hey, I'm down with journey.
Okay.
What's your mother's name?
What is my mom's name?
I don't even know. Who's my mom?
Her name's Beth.
Beth, okay.
Nice.
Beth, I hear you calling. But I can't talk right now.
I hear you calling.
It was an excellent concert. Sorry, guys.
Who is that?
Kiss.
Oh. The best Kiss song.
I have no idea.
You can go ahead and edit my singing out of this.
No, we're not.
Boost the singing.
we'll boost it.
You can just play that the whole time. Thank you.
Like while that's
maybe
happening,
we could go undercover as Steven Kiss. Will be like, you could be Catman.
And now, pay close attention to
Haley. Yeah,
Haley singing.
Catman. All right,
so okay, what are we doing?
If we're going to cast Haley's, this, Haley's, do I need to roll to cast or nah? Or can I just cast?
You don't need to, but
is it necessary?
No, it's not. But okay. I think
so. I shouldn't waste my energy.
No, but it is. You are using your spell slot. Since you're casting a spell. So your eyes go white and you just, do you guys know Assassin's Creed when you're doing like the eagle vision, everything basically turns black and there's just outlines. You look around and you see the outlines of everyone around you. You see, when you look at Maxwell, you see like green aura around him. But, and you see a faint blue aura around Bruce. Not so much around. Actually, no, you do see a little purple around Susie. But when you look at these holes, you don't see anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So no magic.
And nothing on the locks. Nothing pings on the locks.
Mm-mm.
So this has got to be just a regular person who's either trying, they're either out to get us or they're messing with us and they're doing it pretty big time.
And here's the thing. We can leave these now because we know that the locks aren't magic. They're not going to change.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Someone could put a new lock on.
We can take the locks. Are they built in to the locker? Or
no. Well, I have a sword, so it won't. I can just.
It's true. We could just cut through it. Why didn't we think of that first?
Cool.
Oh, well. Okay.
All right.
Do we all agree on trying to make it through this day?
Yeah.
If that's what you're doing, I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, something happens.
Yeah, because we also have to wait and see who made the war team. We find that out today too.
Yeah, you're gonna find that out.
Okay.
Sorry. Can I get everyone to roll me a constitution saving check?
Ooh.
How do we do that?
That's good. Just a 20. D20 plus your constitution.
Oh, I rolled a 20. Okay.
Nice.
8 plus 1.
Plus 0.
20.
9.
I roll a 6.
6.
With my modifier.
I got an 18 and my... Did you say it was... Constitution?
Yes.
Dirty 20.
Okay.
It must be nice.
And you, Maxwell, you got an 8.
And I got a 9 plus 9. Modifier.
Okay.
20 game.
So 10. Nice. Nat or dirty?
No, 9 total.
Oh, Nat. Good for you. Spicy throws today. Does this mean I'm getting food poisoning from lunch?
You have an upset belly from that bread on cheese we had last night.
Maybe.
It's the bread on cheese. He doesn't wash his hands.
It works its way through you pretty fast.
So as kids start to enter, you guys kind of just make the decision to shut these lockers, put the locks back on, and go to class.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Coach Stevenson's class. Basically, it's already being filled up pretty much. Coach is not there yet. You know how he is.
Mm-hmm.
You guys sit in your table, and bell rings. Coach Stevenson walks in like a minute later. He just goes, "All right, guys, morning. What should we do today?" He's just sitting in his chair. He does not look great. He is, okay, whatever. Everyone.
Coach, what happened to Jonathan?
Oh, yeah, he, fortunately, he broke his femur in about four places because of Chad falling on him.
Yikes.
So he's going to be out for, unfortunately, this this season. It's going to kind of suck because we got to now go find a new spellcaster. So, we're going to play the game of Don't Talk to Me. And we're going to go watch a movie. Okay. So, he sits down, and Marcus comes in with the little TV on a cart, and pushes it into the class. I mean, it takes him a while. He's struggling with it, because it's like way bigger than him, but he gets it hooked up and he plugs it in, and, on is just like this, I know it's called Dungeons Without Dragons, but there is a dragonborn who's a dragon person. It's a race in D&D. So a dragonborn comes on and he's wearing like this very dapper suit and like a little newsboy hat. It's like, "Welcome to Lakefield, 200 years of excellent news." And basically it's just the most boring, like slow-paced documentary about your city. But it's only like highlights of news, but the news is like dog saved person from house fire, you know, nothing significant.
Nothing we need to pay attention to.
Yeah. Except there's one part that does stick out. There is, Water Genasi, a community kicked out of Wakefield.
What?
And then it's like next story is overlooked.
What? Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
What the hell? Why were they kicked out?
Well, I mean,
it's their land. Why are they getting kicked out?
This place kind of has a unique history.
What do you mean?
Well, I guess it's not that unique. That kind of thing happens often. The power class kicks out the native tribe.
But it's Lake Field.
Tale as old as time.
Water Genasi. Wow. Of course they just skipped over it. Great.
I mean, yeah, it's like every town has like weird, bad, you know, yuck stuff that happens to them. And so they try to go over it as fast as possible. So
naturally, yeah. But they did say that they reported it.
And I'm like sitting over here really embarrassed and I don't want to talk about it because my father has something to do with this.
Of course he does.
Local politician.
Yes.
What was on that land? Or what is on that land?
Roll me a history check.
Ooh. Okay. The line under, that's a nine.
That's a nine.
Okay,
yeah.
Plus nice. Two. 11.
Okay, so you know that this is actually something that your mom is working on right now. She has been chosen to basically defend the city. The Water Genasi community is trying to sue and get their land back. Their land was stolen for a water plant, basically, outside of Lake Rory. And basically, they're trying to sue to get their land back, and your mom has been chosen to basically stop them.
Nice. Yeah, there's a lot of contention in my household right now.
Where do you stand with it?
Well, I mean, it's not up to us that we can take this away from them.
Okay,
this is their land.
All right, we're cool then. All right.
So,
Bruce is kind of just staring off into the middle distance.
Disassociating?
Yeah, thinking about what happened.
Bruce, you okay?
No.
We're going to find her.
We're going to figure this out. At the very least, with all of the help that you've given me, the very least I can do is help you.
Yeah, we're in this together, Bruce.
Cue High School Musical, we're all in this together.
You hear Bruce, a knock kind of on the door, and you see a very tall body, the head's cut off, of course. I mean, not like actually, but cut off
by the killed Chad episode 5. Oh my god.
But the head's blocked off from the top of the doorway. But you know it's Chad, and he's just like pointing at you and him, and then out but you, him, you, him, you, him, out, you, him, you, him.
Oh, like me and
Chad. Like he wants to try to talk to you. Like you, him, you, him.
Oh, I thought
you, him.
You meant you, him, you, him, as in like the other guy at the table. I
thought no, you, no, you, him, you, like, him. Like he's pointing back and forth.
Okay, and so Bruce gets up and he's like, "Coach, I'm gonna go shit."
All right, man. Whatever.
Leaves. Chad, what's up?
Dude, bro. Okay, so you know how. Okay, I know that you might not know this, but my dad's the coach, okay?
Oh, that's crazy, Chad. What's up?
Okay, so last night, I snuck into his room, and I saw him wrestling with Mom, but that's, like, a different thing.
Okay.
I got the results for war. I got him, bro.
Well, what?
Bro, okay, so, it's you and me, and then Pixelton. We're fucking varsity, bro.
That's Pixelton?
Yeah, I know. It's fucking wild. Oh.
What the?
I'm sorry, what?
Well,
they're out of their hands.
I know, but yeah. I'm just like, excuse me?
Who else is on the bench? Is it just the three of us?
It's, okay, yeah, and then they got Hapro freaking, you know, from JV last year on bench as fucking Pixelton's replacement. And then they got the fucking new weird girl on as like one of our replacements. Fuck yeah.
Wow, that's unexpected. Well, I mean, so it's, yeah, I mean, you don't have an excuse to bully him anymore, so that's good.
I mean, no, I'm obviously going to bully him. It's freaking Pixelton. We've been beating him up since freshman year, dude.
Sorry, Chad. Is this all you had to tell me?
I mean, yeah. I wanted to let you have the good news, bro.
Thanks. And he turns around and goes back into the classroom. That was a good shit, coach. Oh. He goes and sits down.
Why do you like it, man? Whatever.
He leans across the table and looks at Max. You're on varsity.
What?
With Chad and me.
What? I made varsity. I tried out on a whim, dude.
And you two. And he points to the other two with us at the table, who are scribbling on a notebook,
passing notes around.
I keep having
class.
To like lean away to burp because I'm drinking a really bubbly drink. I'm sorry.
You said that.
I know. Last episode
3. Yeah. Last session.
Next time, don't let me get one of these. You two are our bench replacements.
I'm Hapro is?
Yeah, so are you.
I mean,
but didn't Hapro make varsity.
Didn't make varsity.
Yes, you did.
But I'm like not a starter.
No.
But hey, you made it.
You are. And he looks back.
So whatever. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Pixelton.
Wait, no. Seriously, hey. This is a
And then we yeah, like, created and I'm, a
yeah. Wait. Guys, I have been working towards this all summer, and Pixelton, of all people, Pixelton.
I cast Perhaps. Thunderwave this campaign.
And I'm like just Blows sitting there, like, the
yeah.
Obviously, very
Kills Afro.
Visibly upset. I'm very visibly upset.
Congrats, man. That was a pleasant surprise, but like. But
like Pixelton.
Oh, Max.
Hey.
Seriously,
hey.
I am really proud of you.
She's
you
beauty.
Had a great
She's Grace.
Tryout.
She'll throw fireball in your face. It's Hapro.
Haps. Oh. I'm not sure why you're not a starter, or Susie. Why you're not? I mean, you were the last.
Okay, so now you're questioning if Susie's a starter, but not me.
I am right here.
Won the game.
I get it.
Bruce, whose side are you on?
We were on the same side.
It was supposed to be me and you.
It is. There's just more people.
Okay, let's step away for a second of this. One, congratulations. Congratulations to all of us.
Yeah, we did it. And Chad is also on the team.
Whenever he runs out of spells, you'll be in. And you guys are two different kinds of spellcasters. It's going to be okay. There is balance in this. All right, you will get your time to shine. Hey, girl squad. Like, she's trying to be, like, peppy, and she's, like, mimicking movies she's watched. So she's like, girl squad.
Girl power.
And you know that it's, like, a little force, but she's trying to do, like,
yeah.
And do right by you.
I'm like, okay. Okay, you're right. Yeah, girls roll.
Max, I'm...
Boys drill. And babies?
They're there.
I am legitimately happy that you made the team.
Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it. You know, I wouldn't have tried out if it wasn't for that pep talk you gave me. So I really appreciate you, Bruce.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah, you deserve the spot.
Thanks.
And he sort of sits back and he's like, so do you. So do you. And he like talks to the other people at the table. He opens up his notebook and is starting to sketch out his living room from this morning and like everything he can remember.
Yeah.
Very crudely, of course. It's like, it's not even really like 3D. It's
fair.
It's basically like a bunch of boxes.
Yeah, it's like there's a line,
a box, door, like, couch.
No, yeah, he's just grasping at whatever he saw this morning. Okay. It was so honestly very traumatic for him.
Right.
Understandably so.
Yeah.
Susie knows the look.
And suddenly the bell for class rings and the lights come on. Coach Stevenson's still asleep, but everyone else is basically getting up to leave.
Cool.
And that's going to lead us to lunchtime.
Woo!
Nice.
I love that. First class straight into lunch.
Dude, yeah. It's a long first class.
And at a elderly like 11:30.
Dean Strongfold, he's like 500 years old, so he is like that. He thinks that it's like 10:30 is like lunchtime. That's okay. What it's set to.
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
At my high school, we had lunch at 10:45 a.m.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
We did at Bishop Kelly.
Wow. That's when it started. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We went from 10:45 to 11:30. Together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but our lunch didn't start until like 11:30 was the earliest lunch.
Yeah.
No, it was 10:45, I think.
So we're at lunch.
Well, yeah. All right, so lunch. Yeah. So you guys go to the main building and see, you know, the large cafeteria is already pretty much full. You see the jock table. You know, you see Arthur and Alex and Chad sitting there together with a bunch of other non-named characters, basically laughing and being obnoxious as usual. There's a table right next to them full of, like, these weird, like, dweeby, like, humans in, like, gray and black with, like, different colored, like, crescents on their...
Are they, like, the calculus team or something?
On their breast pocket, and they have... They're all, like, reading these tomes. It's a Harry Potter joke. Thank you.
Gotcha.
And then right after that, there is a table with just this one lone guy. He's got headphones on. He's got, like, this wild black feathered hair, this black leather jacket, a mesh shirt, and leather pants. And he just is reading a tome, like this ancient tome, and listening to music. He's listening to Love Cats by The Cure. I'm assuming, Susie, you go up to them.
So Susie has like a mix tape in, and Kate Bush is running up the hill. She's just like, dun, 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 as she sees him, and she's like, and turns off, like goes... goes up like, hey, nice music choice.
He's just, it's blaring in his ears, but it's like, it's loud enough that you can hear it,
right.
But he's just like not paying attention.
I kind of like tap, but like off to the side so I don't accidentally get hit.
He like kind of like glares at you and he's like, what?
And she just like points to the headphones. She's just like, nice.
They take it off, they take the headphones off, and they're like, thanks, appreciate it. What's up?
Yeah, nice. It's nice to know there's somebody else who knows The Cure.
Yeah. I'm looking for a cure, yeah. Oh, you mean the music. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, yeah.
And
thank you.
And in her mind, she's like, dark and mysterious. What's so, I'm new. What's your name?
I'm Xanthar Shadowblade. I'm basically, like, the cool guy here. Everyone else is just a fucking poser.
Xanthar Shadowblade? Holy shit! What a guy!
But, yeah, everyone here is just a fucking poser, so I'm pretty much the only real person here.
Yeah, let me write that down.
Heard. I can see that. What class are you in?
I'm a senior.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I'm a junior, so...
Well, sick. Right on.
Cool. Spellcaster?
Yeah.
She kind of like points to the tome.
Yeah, I'm a druid.
Oh. Kinda. So you're all about preserving the earth and animals and all of that?
Yeah. Just kind of got to respect what was given to us.
Totally fair. Cool.
Yeah. Can I get back to this thing? Or
Yeah. Sorry. And she's just kind of like fumbling and she's like, okay.
Okay, cool.
So well, it's nice meeting you, Xanthan.
He just puts his headphones back on.
It's fine.
As soon as you said yeah.
Ignores me. Perfect. Okay. Just my type.
So. That's basically the only table where that's not full. Also, what do we all get for lunch?
What are our options?
Get a salad
there's
bar.
Mystery meat. There's I'm trying to think. Yeah, mystery meat. There's pizza actually brought to you guys by Little Caesars.
Is he there? Nice.
He's running through. He's got like a giant, like he's got two fucking giant boxes, but he's also trying to do the Italian hands at the same time. He's like, hey, I got the pizza, you saw him a little bit late. I got traffic. I ran over here.
Love that guy.
It's like a 2-hour like walk from Little Caesars to the school, but he was sprinting with these pizzas balanced.
That's awesome.
Hey, here you guys go away, and he just sets them down at the next to the like the lunch ladies.
So it's a Greek Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
There's mystery meat. They don't know where it's from. You guys definitely don't know where it's from. We got Little Caesars, and then we've got just chili.
Is there nothing vegetarian here? Is there nothing vegetarian here?
This is the lunch lady. It's just like, no. You got meat, you got chili, and you got pizza.
I'll take the pizza. Thank you.
Yeah.
In this lunch room, is there like a thing by the cash register with like candy bars and stuff in it?
Yeah, there's like a vending machine.
Okay. Bruce goes over to the vending machine and buys 7 like granola bars,
like fantasy, like Quaker Oats.
Yeah, and
Nature Valley.
So he buys like as many as the money he has on him will buy, which is like probably the remainder of 20 from when his mom gave it to him the night before. So he's able to get like 6 or 7, and he puts them in his pouch for like provisions for whenever they venture into the locker holes.
Okay.
locker holes, that's what they're called now. I actually bring my lunch because I have
the chef that cooks you like yesterday he made you just a bag full of like delicacy berries from his homeland.
Nice.
But then today he makes you just like this the best looking sandwich that you can like ever wish for. It's like double layered and like the perfect amount of sauce and like cheese and meat and lettuce and tomatoes and all that.
Nice.
There's a homemade little kind of like Tupperware thing of creme brulee. And then an apple.
Yep.
Because he thinks that's like his dessert. So he gives it to you. Like, it's his favorite dessert, so he always gives you an apple because he thinks that you would like it as much as he does.
Oh, sweet. I love him.
I like him. He must be protected at all costs.
Yeah. He dies.
We rage.
My mom, who is currently missing, if that guy at Bro's house dies, I will...
Who knows? He might have taken your mom. I don't know.
Oh, my God. He's the big bad guy.
I'm kind of happy.
Max, what do you get for lunch?
Pizza.
Pizza? For sure pizza. Fuck yeah. Little Caesars. Pizza.
Yeah.
You got pizza as well. So you guys all sit. Where do you guys sit down? Are you sitting down with Xanthar, fucking Mr. Shadowblade over here?
What a name. That conjures an image.
I feel like, because we're trying to get away from everybody else so we can talk about the locker holes.
And he's clearly preoccupied.
He's not listening.
Yeah. I'm going to sit with them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do that too.
He doesn't look up. He's just reading this tome.
Cool.
What do we? Yeah.
Susie like picks off the pepperoni and is like, anybody want this?
Bruce raises his hand.
Here you go. She just kind of like stares at the pizza, looks over at Xanthar, and like, how do we eat this? This has cheese on it. he's probably vegan. Ugh, fuck it. And so she just starts eating.
He doesn't even notice me.
They
look up at you and they're just like, gives you like a weird glance that you're eating cheese. And he's just, they're just like, nah.
And like, at that, she like peels the cheese off.
Just sauce and bread.
And she's just like,
but you know what?
God, they're too cool, and just like eats it.
You know what? It's not bad.
No, it's that good little
Caesar's touch.
Yeah,
it literally his hands. He doesn't wash them after every pizza.
When he's putting the sauces on, it's like
that's actually just how his hands are. They're in the saucy Italian pose.
Oh, so he's got like really bad arthritis then.
No,
he's probably like cursed.
It's by choice.
Oh, it's by choice.
Oh, he's a student of the Italian. Okay,
so I eat that. I'm like, oh, okay, and I'm like hand scooch the cheese on the plate towards towards Bruce.
Bruce, do you accept the cheese?
He just kind of looks at it and is like, and he goes back to staring off into space and kind of like absentmindedly like tracing an outline around his this like picture he's drawing of his living room.
Gotcha.
So I'm assuming don't want to talk about anything going on right now.
Yeah, just we. In case. I'm just being weird. Yeah. And
with fucking I'm like shadow blade yeah, over here.
I'm like looking over at Xanthar Shadowblade.
Yeah.
Just reminds me of a book character I read once.
And I'm like, okay. I'm like, this guy's not paying attention to us, so we're kind of whispering and talking about what we're gonna do after school.
Yeah. So you guys are planning on like what's the plan here? Are we checking out the holes?
Does anybody volunteer to explore the holes?
I will do whatever I need to do to make sure my mom is okay.
I'm also little, so I'm gonna I can crawl in.
So why not
as well?
Why not? Because you have rope on you, right?
Yeah, I have 100 feet in my backpack.
Okay, so why don't Okay, then Susie has some too. So why don't we take the rope and tie it to your guys' ankles or something like that?
The waist.
Or the waist, yeah. And then if there's trouble, just yank on the rope and we'll pull you back up.
I agree to this.
Okay. Am I going in?
You volunteered.
Who's okay, this? I'll go in.
Yeah.
Bruce?
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
So okay. I think maybe we should go to the nurse's office and see if we can get you a little recuperated so you have all your spells maybe.
Okay. Yeah, so
I fake a headache.
Is it, yeah. Okay, so you...
And you accompany me because I don't know where the nurse's office is.
Susie and Haps are going...
Yep.
Okay.
You can say feminine problems or something.
Yes.
So you guys go back to the main... or downstairs on the main building and see the nurse Westing's office. And she's just like, hey guys, what's going on? What's troubling y'all?
I've got a really bad headache. There's some ringing in my ears and I just... yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Do you... is it just ringing the ears? Is it tinnitus
it's
like a whole? Well. Oh, so like a
it's migraine.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could probably
it's really
take
bright in here.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, it's safety if we don't.
I understand.
So he's just like, okay, yeah. Let me take you heal you up real fast. And she just takes her hands and puts them in between your head. And opens your mouth and goes, big wheels keep on turning, carry me home to see my kin, singing songs about the land.
A single tear.
I miss a family once again, I think that's a sin. And the white aura, the white aura comes out of her hands into your head, and nothing happens because you're faking it.
Yeah.
And she gives you just kind of an inquisitive look. She's like, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you just taking her here, or what's up?
No, I have a bit of a stomach ache.
Oh, yeah, okay. Is it, you know, feminine problems, or is it just...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, don't worry about that. And she just sticks her hands out again. Well, I heard Mr. Young singing about her. Well, I hear old Neil put her down. And that white aura just goes up into you, and you get your spell slot back. Woo-hoo. Y'all like my song choice of the day.
Is it, what's the nurse's name again?
Nurse Westing.
Thank you. And Susie gives a very pointed look, like, thank you, Nurse Westing.
She kind of nods and gives you like a little wink, like she knows. Mm-hmm. She, you know, like her, she knows when her magic's working or not. Yeah. Okay, so the bell rings and you guys are going to your next class. Bruce, you head to the south building of LAA, to the weapons familiarization class, and see a large dirt floored room. The walls are covered with different weapons of each types. And you see Coach Luther. She's just leaning on like a podium in the middle of the classroom. She's just kind of reading, and as everyone starts flooding in, Susie, you walk in not soon or not far after. What do you guys, what do you guys do? Basically,
I sit down.
I go sit by Susie.
Okay. And the bell rings again, and Coach Luther just, she says, and she gets up and walks towards the center of the room. What's up, guys? Good to see some familiar faces. She points out, you, Susie, and Bruce, and then, also surprisingly at Arthur, who's sitting across the room glaring at you, Bruce. First rule, I don't have a lot of rules, but first rule, don't call me coach. This isn't the Warfield. This is school. I am Miss Luther, not coach. Everyone cool with that?
Of course, Miss Luther.
Cool. All right. So this is weapons familiarization. This is the only class like it in Lakefield and is legally required so the school can be classified as an adventuring academy. It's weird. I'm not crazy about teaching it, but I have to teach it. But I will be teaching you guys to find a weapon that will suit you best and how you can understand or how you can wield it to the best of your ability. So let's everyone get in a straight line and we'll be choosing your personal weapon out for you. Cool. And so basically everyone kind of gets up and lines up in the middle of the classroom. Bruce and Susie, you guys roll a d20 and we're gonna see how good your weapons are gonna be.
Okay. I really want the thing that goes.
Do we have advantage at all?
No.
Oh.
12.
Okay. So it's just a flat roll?
Yeah.
13?
Okay. You guys, first, Bruce, what do you pick?
What are my options?
You basically, there's a short sword, long sword, or a broad sword, a scimitar, a short bow, long bow, crossbow, and then, I had another one, a scythe.
He walks up to the short bow.
Mm-hmm.
Not coach.
Yeah.
I've never tried archery. Is this something you think I should do to round out my offense?
I mean, you're pretty physical. You're pretty hands-on on the field, but I think that'll be an interesting new approach to you. I know that it's definitely less aggressive than what you have been doing.
Well, it'll probably be a bit more surgical. And he puts it on his back, and he's like,
all right.
And he goes and sits down.
Next up, Susie, what do you pick? You got short sword, broad sword, scimitar, long bow, short bow, crossbow, and then a scythe.
Okay, well, I'm not trained in any of these.
That's what this class is for, man.
Okay. I was really hoping for, like, a rope dart or something. I guess the scythe?
Okay, yeah. Is that what's calling you out?
I guess it fits the aesthetic.
Okay, yeah. She pats you on the back. Go pick it up.
Okay. I pick it up.
Okay. And before we do anything, a small gnome quickly runs into the classroom and runs up to Miss Luther and taps her, like reaches up to tap her on the shoulder and hands her a note. And Miss Luther is just like, thanks, Marcus. Reads the note. Can Susie please report to the front office? Dean Strongfold wants to see you.
Bruce looks at Susie like, this is... He's kind of sending you a knowing look like, be careful. This is...
Okay. She just hands the scythe to Ms. Luther and goes to the office.
Okay. Let's cut over to Maxwell. So you, you're going to walk to the north building for your next class of the day. It's a lecture hall kind of style room with a tabaxi man reading obnoxiously warm, large tome on his desk and occasionally taking a sip out of like a mug full of milk. Most of the seats are taken except one seat in the back of the class right next to Hapro.
Woot woot.
And as the bell rings, I'm assuming that you're going to sit right next to your new found friend.
Yes.
Mr. Felix, he just shuts this large book with like this huge thud.
All right. Good morning, class. Welcome to Spellcasting 101. I'm your teacher for this class. I'm Mr. Felix. If in this class you're going to learn how to control the magic that's inside each and every one of you and learn the basics of the spells you will be casting. And in the middle of the speech, before he can really get any further, a small gnome hurries into the room and runs up to Mr. Felix. He doesn't have to reach up as far, but he still hands him nervously this note and whispers into Mr. Felix's ear. Mr. Felix just kind of sighs. He's like, okay, Maxwell, can you please report to the front office? Ian Strongfold needs to see you. And we go to the front office where we find Dean Strongfold's secretary, Miss Gray, sitting at her desk. Hey, Maxwell, Susie, glad to see you two. Dean Strongfold just wants to have a chat with you guys.
Everything okay?
Yeah. No, don't worry about it. It's all good.
Okay.
And she just opens up the door and is, hey, Dean, we have Max and Susie here.
Yes, please let them in, yes.
And he basically offers you guys a seat to sit down in front of his desk.
Susie and Max, I just wanted to have you guys come in and talk to you guys about yesterday. I know that Max, you were Susie's, guide to show Susie around. It was her first day of school. I just wanted to see how that was all going.
Yeah, it went well, Dean. So we basically just went throughout the day. We went to the assembly together, and then we actually hung out after school too. So it turned out to be a really good day.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Susie,
yeah.
How are you liking it here? Are you able to find yourself around?
Yeah, the campus is pretty intuitive. It's new for me. You know?
Of course.
Homeschool. So, yeah, I'm getting used to it, but
yeah.
Max said he's been great and found a new hobby. So
oh,
it's good.
Fantastic. I'm glad to see you getting out there. I know as a new student, it is hard to kind of get yourself out there, especially on the first day of school, make new friends. But I'm glad that I see that it's working out between you two. I really chose Max because I knew that he has the potential to become an incredible adventurer. He reminds me a lot like myself when I was his age. But I just want to check in, make sure that everyone is doing all right. I just want to say, go back to class. I believe that you two can be incredible adventurers and might be some of the best students that come out of this. And as he's about to say school, you hear a whisper coming from behind you guys, and you see a green light pointing right into his forehead, and you just hear, "Fall."
No.
And then, in an instant, Dean Strongfold falls forward.
Shit!
Onto the desk.
Oh my god. I'm going.
Let's investigate. Oh, go ahead.
Can I do a medicine check on him?
Yes.
Make sure that he's alive and everything.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, thank god. 19. With modifier.
He's dead.
Pixelton?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
What just happened?
Miss Gray?
And Miss Gray just, like, hurries in. What's going on?
You heard that too, right, Susie?
I heard it.
Heard what? What's going on?
There was a green light. We heard a voice, and he just dropped.
Oh, my God! He's dead! Oh, Nurse Westing! And she sprints for Nurse Westing, and Nurse comes back, and she's just like, okay, yeah, okay, oh, God, what happened? What's going on?
Susie, like, I'm distressed. I'm, mm-hmm. like, I'm just crying. My mascara is a mess, and I'm like, he just dropped.
Okay, yeah,
We heard a voice, and there was a green light on his forehead, kind of like a sniper rifle, but it wasn't like a laser like that, and he just dropped.
Okay.
And I heard him say, drop or fall. What was it?
He said fall.
Fall. And then he did, and I checked vitals, and he's not... please check.
Okay. And she...
She runs to the corner.
Puts her head, hands between... Or on the, each side of Dean Strongfold's head. And she goes, I'm not scared of dying. Just scared of your dad. What a scary man. And as the aura shoots out of her hands, it stops on his head and doesn't enter. And then Bruce and Hapro, you guys hear over the announcements. It's Miss Gray. She tries to cover up the fact that she is in a panic and mm-hmm. that she just saw her boss die. But she just says, attention, all students and faculty, due to a plumbing issue, we need to dismiss everyone for the rest of the day. And just hear a click and the doors just all open at once and everyone just kind of seems to file out.
Bruce gets up immediately and runs to the office.
And I'm following him. Yeah. I grab my bag and we're running to the office.
Okay. Nurse Westing basically kind of like gets you, Maxwell, and Susie out of the dean's office and closes the door so no other student has to see this. And Miss Gray is just like, okay, so if anyone asks, he fell asleep. And he's sick right now, and he will be back. I don't know when, but he'll be back. Okay, guys?
Okay.
Okay, great. Go on. Okay. And she, like, is fucking freaking out and going back into the office and closing the door behind her.
Did all of that really just happen?
Roll perception check.
Okay.
So I'm with them right now, right?
You guys are on your
way. I got over. A two. No.
A two.
23.
You don't know. You have a slight distinction. Because you saw that light and you heard the voice. But you haven't seen, like, you don't know what that's from. So you're questioning if it is. And it might not be real.
Oh, goodness.
Is this all a dream?
And
we are like walking up.
Yeah, you right guys, now, you yeah? guys are showing up. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, thank God, you guys are okay.
What's going on?
Dean Strongfold just died.
What?
Yeah, like there was a green light. We heard a voice say, "Fall," and then he just dropped dead.
You didn't see anybody?
No, we just heard a voice and we saw a green light pointed at almost like a laser pointed at his forehead.
And he just died.
Yes.
Bruce just kind of turns and starts walking towards where the lockers are.
He dropped.
All right, I'm going to the lockers then. Let's figure this out.
All right, if that's what you all think we need to do, let's go.
Susie follows.
Okay. Yeah, he's put in the locker codes, open up the lockers. It's still those two holes. And you guys are going in?
We have to tie the ropes first.
Okay.
Bruce.
Yeah, I take the rope out of my sack as well.
Is there, like, said you based it kind of off of Bishop Kelly, right?
Yeah.
So are there, like, handrails that are connected to the wall?
No.
Okay. He hands his rope to Susie. He's like, tie this off somewhere, please. And he goes to the other end and starts tying it to himself.
She ties it around her waist.
Okay.
Well, yeah, is there anything I can tie it to? Like, really?
No, not really.
Yeah, so I tied it around my waist.
Okay.
And I'm grabbing I have a rope as well, and I am getting that out of my bag and tying it around my waist, and I say, Pixelton, help me out.
All right.
Nice. Yeah. I love this for the audio podcast. Throwing a minute.
Hey, we had to do it for the immersion. It's all for the content. That's all right.
We're all there.
We got to do a vlog one day.
Yeah.
So... the world can see what it's like.
Yeah. I'm sure to do my makeup better.
So I just go ahead and just tie the rope around my waist and kind of like hoist it, like getting ready to either pull it or kind of slack.
So Happer and Bruce, give me a dexterity check.
Before we go in, I turn and look at Hap and like, Hap, be careful, don't die, please.
I have a... Right, that's right, right? Then 14.
Dexterity saving. 18.
Okay. You said 14, right? Okay, so you guys start crawling into this tunnel and keep crawling in. They just basically disappear out of sight for Maxwell and Susie. It's just the ropes that y'all you can see.
So do they fade like as they go further, or does the sight just go blank?
They're down and go, so it's not like a veil.
That
yeah.
They go
can I see like anything?
No. But you know that it forwards. I mean, there's
I'm gonna take out my match book and I'm gonna light a big match and like hold it out as far as I can in front of me.
There is. I mean, it seems like this tunnel goes on forever. You don't see a light on the other side.
He's gonna call back up. It goes on for what looks like forever.
He's
calling back up to Susie.
I'd say don't go for it. I'd basically yell out, "Don't go for it! Come back!"
Before you say "come back," I need you two to make Constitution saving throws.
Oh no!
Wrong die!
Oh, that's the time. That is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
11?
13 for me.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Right before Maxwell says come back, you guys both suddenly fall. And you both take... Okay. You both take 4 points of damage.
Shit.
As you hit the ground.
And it's, what kind of damage is it?
Impact? Okay. Yeah. You're falling and you're hitting the ground. It's probably like you couldn't even tell how far drop that was, but you look up and you're in a hallway with four doors.
Are we both in the same hallway?
Yes.
So where the loggers are, does it go around and then like we meet in the middle?
We didn't fall because of that, right?
No, but the rope is still loose.
So we have a little bit of slack.
No. Oh, so we don't have our ropes on?
Yeah, perception check.
The ropes were cut.
Four. Oh, no, two.
Wait, hold on. Four plus.
thank you.
Plus one.
Three. Oh. Crap.
Seven.
Hapro, you don't know if the rope is still connected, but you have an idea, Bruce, that didn't maybe get cut off.
We're on our own.
Pixelton, the rope went slack.
Oh no. Do we go in after them?
We can't really divide the party further. I think we have to.
All right. If we're doing it, we're doing it. Let's go.
I love the Pixelton character development. It's such a great character point. Okay.
All right. I need you two to make a dexterity check.
Okay. I just kind of tighten everything and make sure that it's all.
16 plus 1, 13. 17.
Okay.
I made
16 plus 1, 13.
I made a 14.
Okay. Maxwell, you get in there pretty easily. And right before you go down, Susie, you see black feathered hair kind of approaching you.
And I have the rope around my waist and everything. Oh, God. Okay.
Yep. He's got his headphones and he's looking down.
Is this Shadow Slash?
Shadow Blade. Yeah, it's Shadow Blade. They are kind of like walking up towards you. They stop for a second, kind of like look you up and down, see like the rope around you.
The open locker. And I'm just like,
Red.
Thanks.
They walk off. And you go in. So as you guys crawl in, you, the same deal, you drop and you hit the like the ceramic flooring of the hallway. And I need you guys to roll me constitution saving.
Are we in the basement?
Yes.
15.
I rolled, what's constitution saving check? Is that?
No, it's under constitution.
Oh, it should be plus one. And I got a 10.
10. Okay. Yeah.
Max, Susie, you are like a cat. You landed on your feet, basically.
Maxwell, you take 2 points of damage. Hit, kind of hurt.
Hey, you okay?
Kind of like smack your face a little bit as you just hit the ground. I mean, it's hard flooring.
Yeah.
No one can hold it against you for getting hit.
Is it the same room that we're in?
Yeah, it's right behind Hapro and Bruce.
Hapro, Bruce, are you all okay?
Hey, you guys all right?
Max, are these the doors from your dream?
And you well, what are the make margins? A make an investigation check.
Do we all?
Yes. Or...
5+.
Okay, 15. 15.
I rolled a nat 20.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
5.
You guys look around and you see 4 doors, one with a skull, a witch's pot, a star, and a moon.
Yeah, okay. Y'all, do not go through any of these doors. These are the same doors that were in my dreams.
Well,
are you telling me that I'm going to die?
But, perhaps if you go through one of the doors, especially you, Hapro, if you go through into the skull room, don't do that one. Especially don't do that one.
Seems a bit obvious, doesn't it?
It's door one. I mean, that one was just the one with me, right? Like, just me.
The one with just you was in the star door.
Maybe we should go through that one.
I don't think we should go through either of them. Well, any of them.
We have no options. I mean, well, I guess I'm going to look around.
Investigate. 12.
I'm going to investigate, too.
Okay.
Seems.
Okay.
No, everyone investigating.
I'm going to use the restroom really quick.
Okay.
14.
11.
11, 14. And
18.
18.
Nice.
Yeah. With that 18, all you see, it's 4 doors. There's no stairs. There's no like ladder to get up.
So all I see is my imminent death.
It's almost an oubliette, except it has 4 doors.
Man.
Thank you, Labyrinth, for the word.
Honestly, Hapro, I don't think you should go through any of the doors because you will end up dead in 2 of them.
So. But Melissa should be left alone.
Yeah.
What if I stay and keep an eye on her?
I think that's smart.
Okay. So.
Let me check my spells really quick. Also, people just heard my stutter. Okay.
We don't judge.
I know.
I don't judge.
It's just funny.
I say too much.
Maybe it's just the right amount.
Just right.
Okay, yeah. I can't do anything.
I need
okay.
to like upload my notes after all of this is done so people can see my things
yeah, that are right. For sure.
Do a Google Doc, actually. Like
yeah, so there's no spells I need to cast or anything. I'll go ahead and go through the...
Should I cast the spell? Detect magic spell?
Do you have it as well?
Yes, I don't have to detect magic.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, have her cast detect magic on the doors,
and
please.
I would maybe focus one of the monks that I've trained under. He can use some stuff. He came to the monastery later in life. But if you focus, you can maybe see if there is magic, what school of magic it's from.
Okay. So, Bruce, what do you think? Should I go ahead and try to see if there's any magic here?
Bruce, I'm going to stay with her. Just to make sure that somebody... I know she's fully capable of taking care of herself, but I would rather...
I'm not the leader here. You don't have to talk to me about that. It's just
well, we want to refer to you, though.
He sort of, like, is just trying to take in that this is actually happening. But, I mean, he's still kind of, like...
We did all eat that pizza.
He's a little bit desensitized to it because of what happened with his mom this morning and him still trying to process that.
Of course.
I think it's pretty obvious that there's magic happening.
But it might be helpful to know what kind.
That's true.
Yeah. Hapro, if you can cast that at the doors, that'd be great.
Okay, you cast it. Yep. Your eyes turn white. And you look around. You see, it's Eagle Vision again from Assassin's Creed. But this time, everything's purple.
Even us?
Even you guys. But you see the silhouettes of everyone in the doors. And Hapro, roll me... Give me a history check. No, give me an Arcana. Sorry.
Okay. Plus two. 19.
You know purple as necromancy.
I had some around me earlier? Come on! Okay.
Oh, no.
Am I dead?
All right.
So, guys, this is not looking good at all. What? I'm seeing a purple aura all over everything, and that's necromancy.
Oh, man. Necromancy. Bruce, do you think we need to go... Bruce, do you think we need to go check out one of these doors?
If my mother is behind one of those doors.
Well, according to my dream, your mother isn't in behind any of the doors.
But I am dead. So, guys,
that's why. Yeah.
Well, I think that the
safest, what are our options?
I think the safest door for us to go through is the star door. The star door, which whenever in the dream it was just you, but you were silent.
Can I do an insight? I want to. Susie is racking her brain as to how she would have had even a tinge. She's like, I know I like dark things, but I don't ever play with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a nat one.
You have no idea.
God damn it. All right.
Okay. So, we going in? Which room are we going
in? Bruce, I think the safest room for us to go into would be the star door, and I think we need to go into the room together.
Okay. And he stands up and he pulls his sword out.
I get my magic ready to go. I'm like...
get your like Doctor Strange hands going.
Yeah.
Susie is ready for a flurry of blows.
So
he goes up to the star door. He looks back at everybody. Are we good?
I guess. Let's do it.
And so with his...
I think she should be in the middle since she was the only one dead.
That's true.
I'll cover the rear.
Yeah.
Hey.
He's kind of got his like nice. Back on the door.
The DM and
he's
stickers.
Like, okay. And he like sort of rolls through the door with his sword up, raised in a Celtic longsword's position.
Nice.
And he comes through the door, you know, like Qui-Gon Jinn stance. And
you enter like a large
they may take a lot.
Like a lecture hall type room. Did
we just open the door?
Well, yeah, I thought, oh,
yeah, that was me, like,
yeah, he, like,
okay, so, and I'm behind him.
Yes.
Okay.
So you guys enter a large lecture hall type room, you know, one single desk and rows of smaller desks for, like, the students. But there's these occultish symbols etched into the wall going around the entire room and a pentagram right on the desk.
That's cliche.
Spooky Halloween shit.
I want to see if I can make out the
gross.
I want to see if roll I can make out.
Roll the make out with Maxwell. Nice.
Yeah. No, we do not shame.
I'm trying to.
You don't
read
have to
the,
roll for that.
Yeah. Roll for shame.
Roll for shame. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and figure out what the runes say.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I want to do an investigation check to see what language it's in.
Oh, yeah, that'll probably.
Okay, roll me an investigation.
Okay. 13 plus 3, 16.
What languages do you speak that you know of? Because obviously common here, I can
look. Common, deep speech, and Elvish.
Deep speech?
Yeah, like the deep state.
Chewing on shit.
Putting frogs in the water that turn the... Wait, no, not frogs.
Frogs in the water to turn the water gay.
Turn the water gay.
They're putting chemicals in the frogs to turn the water gay.
Yeah,
exactly. You don't know. It's just a language that you are not familiar with.
Damn, okay.
Can I make just like a general perception check? Just to kind of like look around and see if I'm being watched or whatever. 16.
You do not I'm trying to think about this. You don't see anything that you could tell is watching you. All you see on the desk, the desk next to the pentagram, is a small green crystal.
You guys see that?
Yep. Yeah. We just kind of, are we going in as well? Because I'm right behind you. Okay. I would like to take a look as well.
Yeah, I'm going to walk up to it and kind of look and like study it, see if I can.
I got a 10.
You're 10.
I got a nat 20.
Hey!
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a bones day.
Bones day.
You go up and pick this crystal up, and it feels like it's almost vibrating in your hands, Bruce. It's just almost like shaking as you touch it, and it starts to light up.
Oh, I don't like this.
That's it.
It's a light crystal.
Oh, I thought you were ending this episode there, and I was like, what?
No.
And that's it. And I was like,
there's a little bit more into this episode.
Okay, sorry. So yeah, he sort of was like,
is it
showing everybody.
Is it only a pentagram on the floor?
Yeah.
No other runes other than what's surrounding it?
What languages do you speak?
Common, Elvish, and Undercommon.
Nothing you recognize.
Okay.
I'm going to check my languages.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I speak Common, Deep Speech, Draconic, and Dwarvish.
Nothing standing out to you.
Dang. All these diverse languages that we speak and not one.
Not so one. There's like a specific one.
Oh.
Yes.
Is it only spoken by them? Do I need to go get Shadowblade to read this?
Maybe.
I volunteer.
Common, Deep Speech, Elvish, and Goblin.
No. Unfortunately,
it's very sophisticated enough.
So you guys it's an ancient, it's an older language, but you just don't know what it is.
Can I take a look around the room and see the make of it? And if it's, is there any dust?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everything's covered in dust.
In the dust.
Are the candles lit?
There's no candles.
Oh, sorry.
Is it glowing?
The only light in this room is that crystal.
Guys, don't step in the pentagram, just to err on the side of caution. But if something goes down, step in the pentagram. Yeah.
It's just like an etching of a pentagram on the table.
Oh, it's a table. I thought it was on the ground.
Or a desk. There is a lot of dust, and you can tell that there is a set of footprints.
What size are they?
I would say large and pretty generally wider than, I would say, normal.
Like
like a larger than human, but not like a giant.
Like our friend Chad?
Roll me an investigation.
Would I know Chad's shoe size?
Freaking Chad.
You've been friends with him for a while. Roll me an investigation with advantage.
Thank you. Sorry.
5?
You don't recognize it to be.
Do I even see footprints?
You see them, but you're just like, oh, those are shoes. Someone's been here.
Okay.
That's it.
My computer died. Oh. So I'm plugging it in. Sorry, guys.
I can pull up. What'd you roll?
Can I re-roll?
Yes, absolutely.
Sweet. All right. 18 plus my modifier.
Investigation.
It's much better.
Yeah. You can tell. Okay, it's a 19 total. You can tell that you don't know whose footprints these are.
Okay.
You can for sure say it's not Chad's.
Okay.
And yeah. Do we want to do anything else in this room?
What are the exit situations? Is it just the same door?
It's the same door that you entered in.
Well, the only way out is the way we came. I'm taking this. And he takes the crystal and he puts it in his bag.
Okay.
Okay. Hapro, let's, kind of make a formation.
Mm-hmm.
And Hapro be in the center since she was the one that was damaged in the past.
Gotcha. That's a very good idea. So
maybe, a diamond shape.
Yeah, I'll take point.
Okay, and I'll be the back point.
Bruce wields his dad's sword still in his hand, and he pulls from his belt his other short sword, which is just
can you dual wield?
You can dual. You can.
Okay.
Let me check. I think I do.
Okay. I just didn't know.
He's got two weapon fighting.
Cool. Okay. Susie's kind of impressed. She's like,
he's badass.
And he has them both pointed out in front of him, not, you know, like Ahsoka style, but like kind of an egg.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Cool.
And he's like, are we ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
Pixelton, you doing okay?
I'm doing good. I'm just taking it all in. Let's go.
Okay.
So we go back out the door.
Okay. So now there's the skull room, the moon room, and the witch's pot room that you guys have not entered yet.
Let's see here. I think the next safe room would be the moon door because it had Bruce with blood on his hands and face, but with no body.
Okay.
You have a body?
No, like there wasn't a body. I'm just messing with you, sorry. Oh. So, Bruce, if you want to go in, I'll go in with you.
Okay.
So, are we just staying out here?
Stay by the door.
You guys going to go check it out and then holler at us if you see anything?
I think that's the safest bet, especially considering we don't know what's going to be coming, if anything else is going to come falling through the hole.
So. Okay.
Stand in the doorway with the door open.
Yeah.
He goes through the... Yeah, we're ready. Dream team, get your pockets
in. Yeah, right. Pockets in.
So he goes through the door, followed by Maxwell. What do I see?
So you walk in and you see a classroom pretty similar to Coach Stevenson's, except for some reason there are windows, but they're dark.
Like it's night outside or like there's
like,
just nothing?
Like you guys are underground. And the walls are lined with thick textbooks that say Lakefield, 200 years of excellence. The class is mostly empty except there are a few skeletons at desks.
Can I investigate the skeletons?
Yes, roll my investigation.
Oh my fuck, that's a 2.
I'll roll an investigation too.
Okay.
I have this very odd memory of the live action Scooby-Doo movie of like where the monsters are training to pretend to be human. That's what comes to mind with all of this. It's very
I got a 7.
Okay.
I got
should I peek my head in two. The in the door and see what I see?
It's up to you.
All right. Yeah. We both peek. And it's investigation or perception?
20.
Investigation. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Plus 2.
Bones which day. Would be let's 22. Go.
It is a bones day.
And it's a 19 for me.
Skeleton. I love okay. a good bones day.
So you guys, Maxwell and Bruce, you guys are kind of like poking at these bones. You don't see, notice anything?
There's nothing on them.
You don't know.
Well, I don't know.
But you don't know that. But as you two, Hapro and Susie, enter the room, the door shuts behind you.
Fucking
and
no.
As you...
Guys, the skeletons are going to be animated.
Yep.
Necromancy, guys.
Yeah. And as you say that, the skeletons, 3 skeletons, start to rise up from the desk. I need everyone to roll initiative.
All right. Oh my gosh, this is so spooky.
And that's how we're going to end today's episode.
No.
But with this rolling initiative?
Yep.
I got a 20.
Yeah, you did.
I got a 14.
I got a 15. Oh, wait. I got a 19 with my initiative bonus.
Where is that at?
Oh, yeah.
Minus 1.
Damn, I got a 19.
Yeah. I got a 16.
I got a 19.
Okay. I got a 19 as well.
What's my... Does initiative have a modifier?
There should be, yes.
Plus 1. Okay, so then I got a 20. A dirty 20.
Dirty
20.
So 19.
19. Okay.
Nice.
I said 16.
You said 16. What about you?
19.
Okay. This is getting so spooky.
I can't believe we're ending with rolling initiative. That's such a glitch. A cliffhanger.
All right. So we're going to end it today's episode, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam. Awesome. All right, everybody. Well, thank you very much for listening to Episode 5 of Season 1 of Dungeons Without Dragons. You can find me on all the social media platforms using the handle at STVN0092. Be sure to follow for more content from the STVN Network. The STVN Network is also on Patreon. You can support our work monthly and receive bonus episodes. This keeps our content independent and ad-free. Go to patreon.com/stvn for more information. And Sam, where can we find you on social media?
You can follow my personal account at Sam of Smith on Instagram. If you want to follow my band, I'm way more active there. It's The Others Like Us on all the social medias.
And then for me, my name's Quentin Hoagland, and you can find that name on Instagram. You can also find my band, spelled H-O-A-R-S-E-M-A-N, or like Sore Throat Man, Horseman. and you can find that on Instagram or TikTok.
This is Haley. You can find me on Insta at Haley Pace, and also on Insta for my book blog at Haley's Book Blog.
And you can find me under Ellie Mayday. Wow, I can talk. Ellie Mayday at Instagram.
Awesome. Well, thank you all very much for another awesome session, and we will see you all in episode 6.
Yay!